I'm backstage watching the cast of Jane Eyre rehearse the song Wicked Children days before its premiere at the Ellen Eccles Theater in Logan this weekend. It was 15 years ago when Jay Richards began this production of his first real attempt at musical theater. His primary focus at the time was orchestral music, and finding that the skills he hoped would transfer didn't, he put the music on the back burner.
The music that I had written back then literally sat in a drawer for 15 years, and I never thought I'd pull it out again. Mm-hmm. Just last year I pulled it out and thought, you know, this, maybe I was just being easier on myself, but I mm-hmm. thought, this is good stuff. I need to mm-hmm. finish this. So about half the music in the show is new. We completely threw out the old script and started over. Jane Eyre is not an easy piece to put on the stage because mm-hmm. it's very tightly woven. Charlotte Bronte's novel is fairly complex. In fact, as I was finishing the work on the script, I was reading a book on writing musical theater, and the author said the one story that should never be musicalized is Jane Eyre.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, gosh, you should have told me that, you know, 2 years ago.
Richards believes that music has the power to push emotion over the edge. He said he was captivated by the story of Jane Eyre and wanted to amplify the emotion he felt as he read the novel.
The thing that I think pushes it over the edge for me in the storytelling process, because I love to tell stories, is to say, okay, there's that sentiment, there's that situation. Now I'm going to take it and push it right over the edge with something musical. And if mm-hmm. I can find a musical language or vocabulary that kind of breaks down your barrier as an audience member and says, I now cannot choose whether or not to be involved in this scene. The music mm-hmm. went right to my heart mm-hmm. and forced me to feel what you wanted me to feel. Mm-hmm. So I think in a lot of ways, at the right moment, if music is used correctly, it can magnify all of those emotions times 10 sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Transferring and creating emotion is one goal Richards aims for in his productions. This song is called Journey On and is one of Richards' original compositions for his adaptation of Jane Eyre.
I think part of being an artist is not being able to bury our emotions. I would agree that artists are temperamental. We all are. And to get a whole bunch of us working on a production sometimes can be volatile. But I would say I know when I'm right musically. When I'm writing music, I know when it's not working because I'm not feeling anything. I'm just getting something done. If I'm sitting at my piano and I'm writing out lyrics and my heart's pounding and I may have tears in my eyes, I know I got it right. And I know that if I orchestrate this correctly and put it correctly into the show, that you'll feel exactly what I'm feeling when I'm sitting there at the piano. It's a heart massage from beginning to end. It is a real emotional process.
Richards is known nationally by his work with Little Women and composing music for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He could take himself to bigger cities, but stays in Cache Valley because of the quality art world he finds. What he says about this area is that you can't swing your purse without knocking down another artist of some kind.
When I go outside the valley to work, I think I realize over and over again what an artistic gem we have in Cache Valley. I mean, in that I've been in cities 10 times this size who don't have nearly as many opportunities as far as musical theater. We have an opera company, we have a ballet company, actually we have several theater companies. It's not hard to find talent here, for one thing, and the other thing is that there's an audience here. I mean, people have an appetite for art here, and that's rare.
Do you know where children dwell who don't obey their elders well, whose feet are swift to falsehoods tell? They go to the devil down in hell.
Jane Eyre premieres this weekend. Richards will also be making his international debut for his adaptation of Little Women, set to premiere the same weekend in England.
They go to the devil down below. Fire and brimstone wait for those whose hearts are wicked. Fear and tremble.
This is Danny Hayes for Utah Public Radio.
If you do not listen well and all your vile intentions quell, oh, what a tragic tale we'll tell. You go to the devil down in hell.